This presidential election reflected a changed electorate that will be changing even more in the years to come.
President Obama won re-election by largely maintaining and in some cases expanding support from two key demographic groups, African Americans and Latino voters. The president did better with Latinos even than 4 years ago, and exit polling suggests there were more Latino voters than 4 years ago. Also, more than 90% of African Americans supported the president, as happened in 2008.
To talk about these demographics, we reached Jason Johnson. He's the politics editor for The Source, a magazine covering hip-hop, culture, and politics. Welcome.
Greetings. Good to talk to you all.
Greetings. And also on the line is Gabriel Sanchez, who's director of research for Latino Decisions. Welcome.
Good morning.
Let me talk to you, Gabriel Sanchez, about this election. Is it a key moment in the sense that by winning these new Latino voters or bringing more Latinos to the polls, the Democratic Party has the potential to keep them for a long time?
I definitely think it will be a watershed moment. I mean, most of us talking heads really thought that 2008 might be somewhat of an aberration where you saw the president get about 68, 69% of the Latino vote in record turnout numbers. And guess what? 2012, you actually saw increases in both dynamics. Latino Decisions, we got President Obama getting 75% of the Latino vote nationally. That's a record, beating out former President Clinton 72% in 1996. So I think the Democratic Party definitely has the potential to solidify this vote, and if they do, that's going to be very difficult for the Republican Party to overcome in the future.
But let me ask you, from the outside, you can presume that this is about immigration, that the president has talked of a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants, and the Republican Party broadly has been very strongly opposed to that. Mitt Romney spoke of getting people to self-deport at one point in the campaign. Is it just about immigration?
Well, that's a big part of it. I mean, immigration has trailed the economy as the second most salient policy issue to Latino voters over the last year. But the other big dynamic is Romney's strategy to really push the economy and tell Latinos, look, you're suffering harder than most, and it's on the president's watch. It somewhat backfired on Romney, largely because when you ask Latino voters in polls, who do you blame for the state of the economy, they actually have greater numbers in terms of their assessment of who's responsible to Republicans in Congress and even former President Bush than they do, President Obama. So I think that strategy also didn't really work well for Romney. And so I think it was the immigration issue, clearly, but also just the economy not shifting in the direction that the Romney team hoped it would.
Jason Johnson, let's bring you into this conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, there was some talk during this election that Mr. Obama, although he had huge support among African-American voters, might have lost some of that support by supporting some issues that African-Americans culturally don't support, for instance, gay marriage. What happened with that? That seemed to disappear yesterday.
Well, it was really funny. It was all about who was asking that question. You didn't hear a lot of people in the black community saying they were going to stop voting for Obama for this reason. It was a lot of people outside the community, a lot of analysts, a lot of people who weren't in the churches, in the trenches, and in the barbershops really asking that question. And so, I want to sort of flip this, not just about Barack Obama's coalition, but about the Republican coalition. You know, in 1996, Bob Dole got 14% of the African-American vote, and Republicans have not been able to clear 10% in the last, four or five election cycles. This is going to be the death knell of the Republican Party in places like Virginia and North Carolina and Florida heading forward if they can't find a way to not just find token candidates, but to change the policies to bring black people back to the party.
Okay, so what was Bob Dole doing that more recent Republicans have not, Jason Johnson?
Well, first off, he wasn't absolutely alienating the African-American community by using, even at that point, affirmative action as a wedge issue. You didn't hear Bob Dole, you didn't even hear the Republican Party as much use some of the most vicious rhetoric, the we don't want to give money to black people sorts of things that Rick Santorum was doing, et cetera, et cetera. You had people like J.C. Watts, who was out sort of advocating for African-Americans taking a serious look at the Republican Party. I'm not saying that things were perfect back then, but I'm saying that the rhetoric has become so much more hostile, especially because of the election of Barack Obama, that the GOP has turned off black voters, and they're not going to get them back if they don't clean up their act.
Now, I want to push back on that just a little bit. Of course, Republicans would deny that they were really talking about race. The welfare ads that Mitt Romney ran over the summer were widely seen as racially tinged. They would have denied that. It was not explicitly there. Do you see any sign of an effort or goodwill, or could it going on the Republican side?
No, and you can look at their main argument against black voters, which is, you know, get off the Democratic plantation. You know, Lincoln freed the slaves. And since when have you been able to attract voters by insulting them? You know, Democrats don't win women voters by saying, take your apron off and get out of the Republican kitchen. They do it by offering policies that women actually appreciate and make them want to vote for Democrats. And that's what the Republicans need to do, and they've been missing the boat on that for a good 15 years now.
I want to look ahead here for these last few minutes of this conversation. And Gabriel Sanchez, talk to us about what you think this particular slice of the electorate, the Latino voters, are looking for in the coming 4 years from President Obama, because only in recent months did he directly respond to a major issue of theirs, and that was in some way, you know, creating a part of a dream act, or at least a temporary dream act. But otherwise, he was faulted for not doing much about, say, comprehensive immigration.
Right. He's got a lot of work ahead of him. I mean, that's the dynamic in terms of the first question that was asked. Is this going to solidify the Latino vote with the Democratic Party long term? I think a lot of that will have to do with what happens in the next 4 years. I think Latino voters, if you look at the data, their enthusiasm for President Obama dipped significantly, largely because they said, wait a minute, we've heard the campaign promises before, and the fact that deportation numbers are at all-time highs. I mean, take a look at a couple of numbers here. About 50-60% of Latino voters nationwide know somebody personally who's undocumented. Hmm. Almost a third of those know somebody personally who's been deported over the last 2 years. I think the Latino population is kind of skeptically optimistic here. They say, look, we're hoping that this will happen, comprehensive immigration reform, things will change. But I think they are a little bit low on their patience. So I think it's going to be a lot of work for the president. I really hope in the context of swinging the Latino vote in their direction that this is something that they take on and they really take it seriously.
In just a few seconds, let me just ask you, Republicans are reevaluating this morning, having been defeated yesterday. If some Republican operative came to you, a Republican candidate, and said, I want to do better, what's something I can do? If you were asked that question, what's an answer you could give in about 30 seconds?
Well, assuming that they're not going to change their stance on some of the big picture issues, primarily in the context of this conversation, immigration, it's not like they're going to go extremely liberal. I think what they need to do is just soften the tone, soften the language. That's what some of the smart Republicans are asking them to do, folks like Rubio, Jeb Bush, Governor Martinez out here in New Mexico. It's not so much moving the policy in a major way, but it's softening the language so it's not perceived as hostile to Latinos, very similar to what we've been talking about in African-American case.
Okay, Gabriel Sanchez, a director of research for Latino Decisions.
And Jason Johnson teaches political science at Hiram College in Ohio. Thanks, both of you, for joining us.
Thank you.
You.
And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.